you go through any kind of hazing? And if so, do you think it should stay in the locker room and, you know, football players should be football players?
I think you're right. I think football players should be football players. Fortunately for us, we have a great team. We all get along pretty good. Sometimes things happen, but.
If people haven't lived it, do they understand the culture, what goes on in a football locker room? Is it just part of the business, kind of, sort of?
I think, obviously, if you haven't played football, you don't know what goes on here. But I think overall, it's a pretty fun place to play. It's hard to answer that question.
Have you seen the text of the voicemails that you left?
I've seen nothing. I don't have any information.
If they were racial in overtone, would that surprise
you? Like I said, I don't know. I haven't seen anything. I don't know about that situation.
Would a player that revealed what goes on in the culture here be welcome back? Would it be tough to welcome somebody like that?
I welcome all my teammates. I feel like everyone that's in this locker room is a friend.
Did you ever see Richie and Jonathan actually having, like, maybe good times together, joking around, or what you could describe maybe how the two of them seemingly got along?
You know, I think everyone on the team, we're all friends with each other. We act like friends act. That's how everyone acts towards each other.
What kind of a man, what kind of teammate is Richie?
Like I said earlier, he's a good guy. I'm blessed to be on a team with a bunch of good guys, and he's one of them.